first and last time doing it, right? Or are we kind of...
It was that distasteful to you, Taylor?
No, it wasn't. I'm just curious if I should like take notes, because there were some items that were a little more difficult than others. So that's fine.
Well, that's a good point, and we will have Brian discuss his intentions with all of you in the coming minutes here. But I just wanted to let everybody know what we're doing. We're not. Obviously not reviewing Q sorting today. We're reviewing the CPSS ratings and reviewing that. And I want to thank Jeremy and Palak, who's not with us, for their questions on difficult items. And we're all meeting on Tuesday at 7:45. To review the Q sorting for next week, because we are going to be resuming Q sorting as far as I know. I need to send you guys a Zoom link for that meeting, which I will do. Let me just make a note. Okay. And then I'll wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving at that point. But let's turn it over, if you're ready, Brian, for some discussion of the coding and so forth, and whether we're finished and whether there are any discrepancies or any kind of questions you have. So take it away, Brian.
So, long story short, I think we're done. The nice thing is that what we did is we coded every single item, and then we did 20% recoding for reliability, and we could run fancy, statistical analysis, but there was perfect agreement on all of them.
Perfect?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a lot easier.
I'll take it.
Because there was a lot of 999s, but hey, I think that I know that a couple people had questions like that directly emailed me that didn't put in the group. And I know that I was vague on some of the answers, but the truth of the matter is what we did, and I know we tried to explain this last week, but we took the, I think it was 11 categories on the CPSS of what was previously determined as possible traumatic events and added a couple of our own, and then used that just as a basis, because all we were really going to do was put this in the participant section for the manuscript we were working on. So there's a lot of things that I didn't have the answer to, because we were just kind of matching what was previously done without any exact, model of what we were doing. But I think for the most part, we did what, looking over the scores briefly, it looked like we did what we were supposed to, where there were a lot of things that could have been traumatic, such as parental divorce or something like that, that we didn't consider traumatic for the purposes of our coding, and you guys did a good job with that. I also have the numbers. We don't have a very traumatic group based on it. 38% didn't write anything. 45% wrote something that wasn't traumatic as we wrote it, which leaves not much percent for everything else. So that's essentially what we coded.
So Brian, what I would suggest is creating a table of the percentages, sending it to me just to review, and then adding that into the manuscript in the participant section. And so that means you'd have to renumber all the tables, because this one would be table one, I think, because it'd be in the participant section rather than the results.
Okay.
So once we get a final draft of this table one, I'm going to send it to Carla, because I think she'd be surprised at what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm not that surprised, but I know she would be, so.
Yeah, no problem. Carla, for those who don't know, is one of the co-authors on the manuscript we're trying to write, so.
Yeah, she was my co-investigator on the original, what Holly affectionately calls the Manhattan Project.
I didn't even coin it, you did.
I did? I thought it was you.
Yeah. No.
Okay, all
I
right.
just like laughed at the topic, so you thought that I named it.
Okay, yeah, I thought you actually named it. Okay, it was me. I think it's funny because the Manhattan Project is actually a project to develop the first atom bomb, and it was called the Manhattan Project in the early 1940s while World War II was raging. But the project did occur in Manhattan at on the Upper West Side at De La Salle Academy. And that's where all the data were collected over 4 years from 2015 to 2019. So we just finished really just a little over a year ago. And one of my co-authors, the co-investigator of the study who helped really implement the study, like I designed the study, and then Carla really implemented it in the school because she works there. She thought that there was a lot of trauma in this population, and I didn't think there was because it's a typically developing population. And just because they're minority students doesn't mean that they're high trauma students. And Brian just proved me right, so I appreciate that. Minority doesn't equal trauma. I'm sorry. So Carla wanted us to add some information about traumatic events in our manuscript before we submitted it. So we are going to add a table, and Brian's going to work on that. And Brian, by the way, is the first author on this manuscript, so I'm very proud of him for he spent the entire summer working on two manuscripts. The one is under review right now, and this one we're just finishing up with this table to satisfy Carla, and then we're going to submit that. So kudos to Brian for his hard work this summer. I don't know what how he found time to do anything else with his life, but he's going to get two first author pubs out of this. And I've been at LIU 21 years. 21 years, believe it or not. Some of you aren't that old yet. And Brian's the first student to be a first author on anything that I've ever been involved with. So thank you, Brian.
Glad it's going as well as it has been.
Yeah, we'll just wait for the rejections to pile up, but yeah, I'm just kidding. So we wanted you guys just to get involved with this one aspect of this manuscript, and I've already instructed Brian to include all your names on the in the acknowledgement section for helping out. So we appreciate that. So I didn't expect this to be a long meeting. Just kind of a check-in, and I wanted to hear from Brian whether we were really done or not with this little tiny mini study that we did. I guess the other news, Brian, is what you can share about the abstract for the APA poster. I haven't read the second draft yet. It's on my desk. I'm looking at it right now. It's longingly wanting me to read it, but I'll do that tonight sometime and then get it back to you later tonight. But maybe you can just share with people where you're at with that.
Sure. So, as I was kind of saying before, we're trying to get an idea of attachment and bullying together. And one of the things that this paper was on a lot of was mental representation, so essentially how you view important relationships. So since we had all of the data and there isn't a lot based on attachment, we wanted to see or are going to look at whether or not that mental representations moderates attachment for bullying. So pretty much what that means is that if someone has worse representations of their parents or themselves, and they have insecure attachments, they're more likely to be bullies or the victim of bullying. The literature is just as insecure attachment for both bullying.
Certainly, if we find unique predictors of bullying compared to being bullied, we will certainly report on those. But Brian conducted a lit review that suggested that there really weren't unique predictors. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, so unique predictors.
Thanks, Eli. Thanks for joining. See you later.
Attachments seem to be a predictor itself, but besides attachments, like, there weren't many variables.
Right. So given that finding, we thought we would make the hypothesis somewhat broad, but if we do, in the process of conducting the analysis, determine that there are unique predictors between the two outcome variables, you know, we'll certainly report on those, and that would be very interesting. But as it stands, I think the hypothesis is a solid one and carefully formulated, and we certainly have the data to test the hypothesis that we formulated. So we'll do that probably sometime this summer, probably after the spring semester is over. But we will obviously meet the December 1st deadline for the abstract submission for the APA poster, and everybody's name is going to be on it. Woohoo! So I think what we'll do is, obviously, Brian will be first author, and then everybody after Brian will be in alphabetical order, and I'll come last on the poster. All right, so that's probably how we'll do that. Yes, you can finally have a poster on your CV, Jeremy. Exactly. Any questions about that? Any final comments, Brian?
Good job, guys.
All right. Hope you guys found that fun. I don't know. Probably it was a nice welcome respite from Q sorting, which I know is very, challenging. It's tedious. I'm very aware of it because I've done my own share of Q sorting. And so this is probably a welcome respite from that. But we got to get back to work. And fortunately, I don't think this is, set us back too much, just the 1 week layoff. You know, we are meeting next week anyway, in spite of Thanksgiving vacation, so that's great. And we'll just keep plugging away. All right, so Brian, I don't know if you have already. Have you sent out their assignments for Monday night?
Taylor has it, and Pollock has it, and Eli has it. I didn't send anything else out to anyone else.
Okay. Did I send you what the trainees are going to be doing, or no?
That's usually been you.
So oh, that's been me. Did you guys receive it? Let me see.
I don't think we received anything yet.
04090793. Do you guys receive any that from me?
I can check. Like recently, or.
We did, but I could look.
It would have been last Thursday if I had done it.
Oh, the one that we're doing for, we have 2 weeks to do?
Yeah, so that's due Monday night.
Oh yeah, we have that.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to check. It's 04090793.
Yeah.
Mel, you got that?
I see it. Yeah, I see it. Okay. So this and still the transcriptions, or just focus on doing this and then whatever leftover time's transcription, but this is the priority.
Yes, correct. Correct. Okay. So, because we're on a shortened schedule, you know, it's going to be less than 6 hours this week because we're meeting on Tuesday rather than Thursday. So, yeah, whatever this takes priority, and whatever you have left in your prorated 6 hours, you know, spend it on the transcribing. Anthony, you want to say any words on how we're doing with the transcribing, where we're at?
I'm under the impression that we're pretty close. feel like I say that every time, but I will comment that I completed the very last session that they had together today.
Oh.
My last assigned one. So it was an emotional moment for all of us.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. We won't, you know, we won't ask you to give us any spoiler alerts.
Sure. Yeah, we'll
call back. All right. Thank you, Anthony. Mm-hmm. All right. So any other questions before we end?
Just a comment that, Brian, you should do that thing, that seminar we talked about in time management.
I forgot to email you about that, but that might have happened.
What's that?
Mel in class asked me to run a time management workshop, and I'd be happy to do it. And there was one other person in your class who was interested, so for me, that's enough to do it.
The trouble is that, you know, Brian just doesn't have the time to do it.
Well, that's what I think about. I like find myself every now and then being like, how does Brian do it? Like, how do you do it? And then Dr. Goodman, you were just saying how he's like doing all this stuff in the lab, and I'm like, oh my God, how?
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed too. I don't know how he does it. And he does things so quickly. They just, the turnaround time. That includes with that.
After he gets the Nobel Prize.
It includes, I mean, even things like progress notes and treatment plans. They come at me fast and furious, and I got to read them all. And, you know, he keeps me moving.
Comment you said, like, in the middle of the summer is like, you're killing me with the speed that you're getting back to me.
Exactly.
Dr. Goodman, you said that to me once, and
well,
you're such a nerd.
You're fast too, Taylor.
I'm proud of my nerddom, though, Taylor. I have no problem with that.
He embraces it.
You
know, Brian texted me in the middle of the night asking for more data that I have just to like come up with a random hypothesis. I swear on my life.
No, first of all, that was at like 3 in the afternoon. That wasn't in the middle of the night. But yes, I did do that. Sleep is the only thing I care about. Anything that I can fit into like a 10-hour day, I will do. But anything past like 9 o'clock isn't happening.
Now here's here's the irony of it all. So Brian's one of my supervisees also. So I meet with him every Thursday morning, and you know, we're talking about his career goals. Now here's a guy who busted his ass all summer to write 2 first authored publications, never been done before, at least of my students in 21 years. So what's his career goal? Full time private practice.
I know. I've spoken to him about that too.
No, okay. So that isn't my entire career goals, but that's most of it. My dream job, and because we talked about this at the end, is running a college counseling center. And then this is the part I didn't talk about, but also being an adjunct professor.
Sometime. Oh, you didn't mention that.
No, I didn't, because I didn't know how that'd play into intern or externships. Mel can speak to my teaching, but I love it, and if I can incorporate some sort of practice into that, I think that's part of the reason why I want to be on a college campus, is just to continue teaching at that level and be close to the population of interest.
Okay, but with her research.
That's 2 thumbs up for me, Brian.
I don't know. There's something about research that if it's available, I don't know. See, you got me thinking again, because like there's so much that I want to do, and there's so much things I want to research, but like that is the one thing that if it's not really a part of the Manhattan Project, I haven't done any of my side interest projects yet, because I need to plan and start that, and I know the dissertation's coming, but there's a lot going on that I don't think I mentioned fully, but
well, you know, these two first author publications, at least the one that's currently under submission, that would certainly qualify as most people's dissertations.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
and the one that we're just finishing up now, that would be kind of a thin dissertation, but it would still count. So it's like doing 2 dissertations in 1 summer.
Yeah. Are you secretly a triplet? No, I just don't have a life. There's a difference.
But, you know, Brian maintains a girlfriend. I mean, that takes time. You know, you have outside activities. I know that. So, you know, you're well-rounded.
I try to be. I I watched the NBA draft last night.
You big sports fan? I know that about you.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Before I get into the whole, I don't know. I'm going to start going off on the topic of everything that I want to do in my life and then realize, like, what I can't do in my life. It's disappointing.
No, it requires, it's a mourning process. It's true. As you get older, you start feeling sadder and sadder because of all the things you can't do.
Yeah.
It's true. What's that?
So that's the spirit.
Well, when you get to be my age, you can look back on your life and you can say, wow, I accomplished a lot. But you also say, you know, there's so much that I wanted to do that I just won't have time to do. Because,
you know, name one thing that you would do that if you could.
Well, the one thing I actually am trying to do, which is so difficult being a dad and a full-time professor, having a private practice, and that's writing a screenplay.
Oh, cool.
So I'm preparing one, but I haven't actually started the actual writing of it. I'm still in the organizing phase of it. That's something I'd like to work on during my sabbatical. So that's something.
We still have lab during your sabbatical, right?
Yes. I'm gonna continue to hold lab.
And yeah. Supervise, right?
No.
Oh.
You okay. I thought I told you I'm not supervising in the spring.
No, who's supervising in the spring?
It's either gonna be Dustin Cahood or Laura Athey Lloyd.
Okay.
Who are both graduates of our program, by the way, and also former all-star students. So,
all right, that's good then.
Yeah, whichever one you'll get, you'll love them.
I've heard good things about Dustin because he's teaching the PDS class for psychoanalysis right now. So.
Oh, yeah. Excellent student. He actually wrote a book from his dissertation, which he did with Danielle.
Yeah, Sex, Drugs, and Creativity.
Yes.
We just did that today in class, I think. Someone presented on it in our Dr. Dallas class, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, I think so.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Someone reported on the book?
On chapter one.
Oh.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, they did a whole PowerPoint and everything. We just kind of discussed it.
What class was that?
This is Advanced Adult Psychopathology. I think it's Dr. Knuckles' class.
Yes, it is. It is. Fran's teaching it, though. And you'll have her for developmental, which I normally teach.
Because developmental's about
it. Yeah, yeah. So you'll have her again in the spring for a developmental. Yeah. All right. So I will see most of you on Tuesday for the final class before break. And then I'll see all of you at 7:45 for our final lab before the break. All right? And I will send out the Zoom link for the lab on Tuesday night to everybody. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.